Lansing voters head to the polls next week to decide who will occupy four seats on the city council. They'll also determine a ballot proposal involving city contracts. Today, we're talking to two more of those council candidates. Shelley Davis-Milock is running in the city's first ward against incumbent Jody Washington. We're scheduled to talk with Jody Washington this Thursday on the program, by the way. Current state Scott Pohl talked with Davis-Milock and asked why she wants to replace Jody Washington and join the council.
Well, I want to be on the council because I believe that we need problem solvers, we need independent thinkers, we need people who can come in, look at things globally and objectively. I have a reputation as a business leader. I'm a person who is known for collaboration, and I think that that's something that's needed here on Lansing City Council. I'm not running against Jody. I'm running to represent the First Ward residents. And so that's, you know, kind of my not answer to that question.
I need to ask you about this group, Capital Region Progress. They're campaigning against Jody Washington and Adam Hussein in the Third Ward. Their work has been criticized on several fronts. One example, a mailer that depicted Jody Washington as manipulating Adam Hussein, who's her son, like a marionette. What do you make of their efforts? How much do you know about Capital Region Progress?
I don't know anything about Capital Region Progress other than the things that I obviously hear that have been in the news. I've received some things in my mailbox as well. I don't know who they are or what their motivations are. I find these sorts of things disappointing. I think that it's this type of negativity that keeps people out of public service. And frankly, we need people who are willing to come in and serve their community.
So you know nothing about the makeup of the group and you don't support their tactics.
I know nothing about them and I don't support their tactics. I think, again, that it's disappointing. And I think that it keeps people away from public service.
Some people think the mayor may be involved in some fashion. I do need to ask you about your relationship with the mayor, if you have one. Tell me about your working relationship, if there is one, with Virge Bonero.
Sure. I'm very proud of my endorsement by Mayor Bonero and the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. I know Virge on the fringe because he's the mayor. We agree fundamentally on some important things like job creation and economic development. I have point blank asked him if he is behind this, and his answer to me is no. So that's the best I can offer you in terms of who this group is.
Along with the city council election, voters in Lansing are going to be considering an amendment to the city charter that has to do with the contracts of city employees, how long they can be, whether there can be a parachute built into the contract, that sort of thing. What is your position going to be on the ballot proposal?
I'm going to vote for the ballot proposal, although I have to be honest, I have reservations about opening up the charter for single issue items. However, we have to demonstrate to the citizens of Lansing that we are going to be responsible with the taxpayer money. And I think that in my estimation, from what I've read and in looking at the proposal, that's really what this is about, because we did go through a difficult time that was very controversial and caused a lot of grievance for the people in Lansing.
I assume you're talking about the Board of Water and Light.
Correct.
With regard to the Board of Water and Light, reforms have been generating news for almost 2 years now. Changes in governance, a new general manager, new representation on the board, internal reforms, all that sort of stuff going on at the Board of Water and Light. What would be your top action item regarding the Board of Water and Light right now?
My top action on the Board of Water and Light, or any issue for that matter, is to get the data. I think that we're spending a lot of time talking about the Board of Water and Light. Are we selling it? Are we not selling it? Are we doing this? This is what I'm hearing at the doors from people. I think that we need to get the data. I think that we need to collect all the relevant data before any decisions are made. I think that that's the responsible thing to do, and I think that that's the right thing to do.
Were you supportive of the move to include representation on the board, non-voting representation on the board from surrounding communities?
I was.
We're talking with Shelley Davis-Milock, a candidate for the Lansing City Council in the city's first ward. She's trying to win the seat that's now held by Jody Washington, who's running for re-election. I have a question for you about what you think should be done about the proliferation of heroin in Lansing. This is a question we're asking the city council candidates. Police Chief Mike Yankowski has described it as an epidemic in the city. What do you think should be done? What do you make of the fact that heroin use seems to be growing in the city?
Number one, I agree and believe in the compassionate process. I think that if there are people out there who want help, who want to get better. I believe that we need to be compassionate about that because I think it's very difficult to get out of the cycle of addiction without some sort of intervention. I've had conversations with people from the Ingham County Health Department. I know that there's an interdisciplinary task force that's been put together where they're trying to really get a grasp on what is going on, where are the gaps in services, what do we need to provide, and I certainly am supportive of that.
If you win this election and begin to represent Ward 1 in January, what are the first one or two items that you would like to address on the council?
The first item I would like to address is really to start the collaboration process, the consensus building process. I think that we need to find a way to work together, even when we have differing issues or differences in opinions. So that would be one of my strong suits. That would be something that I would work towards building those relationships with my colleagues. The next thing that I would like to do, and I wouldn't say that this is a priority to me, but it's something that's very important as a business person. We've never went out and we've never asked the citizens of Lansing what's important to them. And I think that we owe them that. I think that we need to really, through a survey, through a customer satisfaction survey, we need to get a handle on how we're delivering services to people, how they think that we're doing with our jobs, and then make sure that we're moving forward with that information in mind.
Shelley Davis-Milock is opposing incumbent Jody Washington in the November 3rd Lansing City Council election in Ward 1. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.